Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg at the Dominican Priory there. His preaching today is entitled, Speaking Up for the Truth.
A reading from the prophet Amos. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent word to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos has conspired against you here within Israel. The country cannot endure all his words. For this is what Amos says. Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be exiled from this land. To Amos, Amaziah said, Off with you, visionary. Flee to the land of Judah. There, earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel. For it is the king's sanctuary, a royal temple. Amos answered Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now hear the word of the Lord. You say, prophesy not against Israel, preach not against the house of Isaac. Now thus says the Lord, your wife shall be made a harlot in the city, and your sons and daughters shall fall by the sword. Your land shall be divided by measuring line. And you yourself shall die in an unclean land. Israel shall be exiled far from its land. The word of the Lord. We are living in a society that seeks very much to be politically correct. In this day and age, the truth does not really matter much. As long as one is politically correct, because we seek so much to be on the right side, we are afraid to speak out in challenging excessive taxation. We are afraid to speak up on issues of racial discrimination in our societies. We are scared of speaking up against the accumulation of wealth and other resources by the rich and the privileged of society, and against the disregard for the poor and many other things that take place in our societies. In the time of Amos, there were professional prophets who were more like religious consultants to the regime. And they were those who were called by God to deliver God's message to the people and to the king. The upper class in Amos's time would much rather hear prophetic talk that supported and justified their actions. However, the prophet Amos, on the other hand, delivered the news that land will be divided and people taken into exile. And this is exactly what happened. Inasmuch as we would love to hide under the cover of patriotism, the role of the church is to speak God's word to power. And oftentimes, when we speak as individuals, we are easily dismissed by those in authority. At times, we, the same people who should be speaking the truth to authorities, also should be attentive enough, because we too can easily become collaborators in the unjust system and become like professional prophets of Amos's time.